What's up, guys? I'm Dave Stone.
I'm Kyle Kinane.
And we're the host of The Boogie Monster.
Said at the same time.
What's The Boogie Monster? Well, it's a podcast where me and Kyle try to sit around, talk about cool stuff like aliens and Bigfoot, but really we just talk about fried chicken most of the time.
Ghosts and aliens and conspiracies and pyramids, maybe.
And fried chicken.
And chicken.
Yeah.
And conspiracies.
And barbecue.
Around barbecue.
And beer.
Yeah. And beer.
Uh-huh.
And we drink that.
Check us out every Tuesday wherever you get your podcast. It's The Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave.
It's a good show.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Playing Sweet Licks.
I think we're about to have a shred attack. That's pretty good, man.
I bet it didn't pick up at all. That's a sweet shredding sounds of an electric guitar not plugged in. Holy shit, Dave.
You're quite the shredder, dude.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas, almost.
Was that in that Mariah Carey's big hit? Holy shit, it's Christmas. I mean, it sounds sweeter coming out of those pipes.
Oh, man, that's funny. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Is that Jingle Bells?
Should do it again. Jingle all the way. Jingle all the way. Deck the halls with boughs of fiery. Fa ra 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 ra.
Oh, man, that I laughed real hard at that.
No, sing like this. You didn't understand what?
When they did that in A Christmas Story.
What didn't you understand?
When they sang, the Chinese people sang it like that in the Chinese restaurant.
Because they had...
Because they had the accents, and I'm like, why are they singing it wrong?
Oh, when you were a kid, you didn't
know. Yeah, okay. They weren't singing it wrong. They were just singing it how they sing it. Dave, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas, Christmas.
Well, me too, son. Me too.
How are you celebrating the holiday, Dave?
Staying in town.
Yeah?
Yeah, just me and the missus. Doing a nice Christmas Eve thing, and then
what you making?
I don't know
goose?
Yet. I haven't decided yet. I might just make a. I don't know. I might just make a big old pot of gumbo.
You ever eat just a goose?
I have never had goose. I've never had duck.
Never had duck.
Never had duck.
I think you'd like duck.
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
I always thought a bit greasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a bit fatty.
Hmm.
But not a bad flavor.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't had duck.
Never had duck.
I don't know if anybody. I don't even think you could eat a goose.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, you can't even get one nowadays?
Yeah, they're just at the park. If you could, why wouldn't you just get one from the park?
That's true. That's a good question.
What are their holiday favorites?
Oh, man.
Spiral cut ham.
Ooh.
I'm probably eating ham right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm away. I'm not here today.
That's true. Neither am I.
I'm gone. What is today? The 18th?
Today's the 18th. We've got about a week. We're a week out, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm in. I'm overseas.
Yeah, where are you today?
I'm in Barcelona today.
Wow, you suck.
I'm going from Rome to Barcelona.
Now listen, dude.
I'm fat and my gout's back. That's what I'm predicting.
We talked about this. I respect your discipline.
Yep.
Your culinary discipline and your ethical discipline with your vegetarianism.
Yep.
But, dude, you're literally going to two of the best food cities in the world.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to go to Barcelona and not eat some ham?
I'm not saying I'm not.
Okay. But I think you need to go ahead and get your mind right now and just...
I'm eating it right now, Dave.
Just accept
it. Dave, I'm eating it right now.
You got to send me some pics, dude. Like...
I'm bad with taking vacation
send me
pictures.
Some nudes.
I know that.
I just want some pics of that ham. Anything you eat in Paris.
Yeah, I got some good recommendations. Paris is in the middle of riots, so...
Oh, yeah.
Probably eating... probably a lot of sandwiches. Something you can hold in your hand while you're running from tear gas. something without a lot of guesswork. You
God,
know?
I hope I don't see you on the news.
I hope so, too. yeah, that's got us a little bit concerned, but I think we'll stay away from that kind of riffraff.
Hmm.
When you figure there's riots in the cities here, and you can still go to those cities and not be in the exact spot. But
or when half our city's on fire, and people on the east side don't even realize it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, that's where I'll be. But it'll be Christmas, and I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
And Deb's going to make some orange roughy for the holiday. She makes orange roughy fish. You ever have it?
No, what's that?
I've never seen it. I like it a bunch. It's just a fish, and it's a good fish, and my mom makes it real tasty.
Is it orange?
I'm looking it up. I don't know why they call it that.
Or do they cook it with oranges?
No, the fish is orange.
Okay.
Outside.
I don't know if it had like a citrus
glaze. And on the inside.
Like a sweet and sour fish.
The orange roughy. I see why they go by that name. Also known as the red roughy, slime head, and deep sea perch. Slime head.
Two more slime heads, please.
Slime head is opened for clutch at least once.
Oh, man.
Your slime head.
Well, that's cool. So how many days in Chicago at Christmas?
Don't know yet. Haven't sorted that out yet.
Now, you get a hotel or no?
Yeah, I'll probably stay. Yeah, because the
that's
two of
so
us.
Smart.
And my folks' house is the tiny. And then Tegan will be back there. Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah.
And also, no offense to the family, but you need a little, you need some headquarters. You need a retreat.
Yep.
You know? And the house I grew up in is small and it's noisy. You just want to sleep in, especially after a long trip.
See, I was going to spend Christmas at my brother and mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a tour that kicks off in Louisville. January 3rd.
Louisville.
So if I went out when I was going to go out, like the 22nd or 23rd, then you're looking at about 11, 12 days of me hanging out in Georgetown, Indiana. And love my family, but I don't know. I don't know if they need me for 12 days in Georgetown, Indiana. So I postponed that a week. So I'm going to spend Christmas here. I'm going to fly out on the 31st, New Year's Eve morning.
Oh, really?
Late.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flying on New Year's.
And just hang three or four days with them and then start the tour.
But that's good. You're going to get to see them now.
Yeah, I get to see them. So, you know, and I thought my mom would be disappointed, but I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to see you the next week. It's not like I'm just not coming at all during the holidays.
Yeah.
So Christmas here, New Year's Eve there, or New Year's activities there, and then start the tour. Oh, shit.
Wow,
sorry,
Dave.
Sorry about that, dude.
A life in comedy clubs, and you don't know to turn your phone off?
God damn it.
I got to check if mine's off. Nobody calls me. That's the thing. What, you got any gift ideas? Anything you hope Santa brings?
Oh, for me?
I just back it either way.
I bought a nice gift for the lady, for Katie. I can't really say what it is because she listens to the show.
Oh, she does?
But
Rachel didn't listen to this.
I got her a nice little thing. A thing that I don't really, you know, have a lot of experience buying.
Wow. So, and you made a hand gesture that nobody saw?
Yeah, for you. This is for you, you know? Nice little, you know, yeah.
That big, huh?
No, not that big.
I don't know if that'll fit.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So I dropped a little coin on that. But also now I'm having the dilemma of like, I went to pick it up, and they left
it. So you're not going to say what it is, but make sure she knows you spent some money on it.
I thought of, I was arguing with myself about should I leave. There's like a little, not like a tacky little price tag, but like a real swanky little price tag.
No.
On it.
No.
No.
Keep the receipt.
Yeah.
Don't show the price.
Yeah. No, I know you're not supposed to, but I want to get some credit. You know, I'm like, hey, this isn't a $30 deal. This is
$45.
This is a $45 deal.
No, man. No,
no, I know.
You don't leave that on.
Yeah.
But you keep the receipt and you can, in case you don't like it. I've had some luck buying jewelry. but it's never like fancy. It's
Who's talking about jewelry, Kyle?
I've had some luck buying jewelry as gifts for Rachel.
No one's talking about jewelry.
No, though. I'm saying
why
what I
brought that up. Okay.
You made every fucking hand gesture about what it might. I've had some luck buying.
I bought her a nice necklace. I'll make sure she doesn't listen.
I was going to say I tried to buy Rachel a life preserver.
Yeah.
You know, because she likes boating and everything. And yeah, you don't want to skimp out when it comes to safety. You want to spend top dollar.
No, I bought her. I'll just make sure
she listens.
She listens sometimes.
Tell her not to listen.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Just because it'll spoil a gift.
But I got a nice necklace with a nice little pendant little thing. I don't know anything about jewelry.
Yeah.
But she did say she wants silver. She's giving some hints.
She gave you a hint.
But she also said, well, I just, you know, I'm never tell you, you know, what to spend or whatever. But I'm not really interested in some thing that's going to turn my neck green, you know, some cheap shit. So, got a deal though. Got a real good deal. So sticker price looks pretty. That's why I was talking about the sticker.
Where'd you go to a Zales?
I didn't pay that, but like I would like the credit. I'd like to get the points for what that price tag says. But
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That won't work.
But yeah, real nice. Got a real nice necklace, silver necklace with a pendant, and then I got to get. She's hard to shop for, man. Because she's not very materialistic. She doesn't really, she's more of a, and we kind of share this together, like, I'm not materialistic. I'm more of a experience guy. I'd rather, if you're going to spend $100 on me for a gift, I'd rather you take me out to a nice dinner than buy me something, you know?
No, Rachel doesn't like fancy jewelry, but she wears jewelry. Uh-huh. So I try to get something, like, design-wise that you're like, and that's a crapshoot. So it's never about how much. It's just like, oh, here's a unique thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you like it. Maybe you don't. If you don't, no big deal. Wasn't massive expensive. I just, you know, you're making an effort.
Yeah.
You're making an effort and it shows that you're paying attention to somebody's tastes and interests.
Absolutely.
And it's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
But this, Rachel and I, every year we go on a big trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much our gift to ourselves.
That's good.
So we're going to go on a vacation and we're going to have fancy foods and we're going to have a good time. And that's our, like, we don't get gifts for each other.
Yeah. That's smart.
We'll have a shared experience.
Because you'll remember that for the rest of your life. Do you remember what your girlfriend got you 10 years ago? No. Probably not.
I have fucking chlamydia.
No.
I don't have chlamydia.
I have a hard time with, like, she keeps asking me what I want. And I don't know, man. I'm a grown man. I just feel weird. Like, I'm not going to give you a list of shit that I'm into or that I want. Like, I couldn't even give her that. I said, fucking give me an Amoeba gift card. I'd love to go to Amoeba and just drop somebody else's money on a bunch
of
vinyl.
Get an RC car, Dave. You know? I'll give you several suggestions of what you should get for the RC cars, and we'll go drive RC cars.
Yeah, be RC car buddies?
Yeah, man.
Start a little gang?
Yeah, man. Hit the streets. I realize, like, you don't want to, but then sometimes you're just making it easier for that person to be like, oh, like this. This is exactly the thing that I wouldn't get for myself.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's depending on your kitchen space.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, I would like this type of, not free, but like, oh, this type of fancy pan or something that I wouldn't normally get for myself.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to get me something, I would use this. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And I did tell her that. I was like, you know, I love to cook.
Yeah.
I can always use really good cookware. I don't have anything nice. She got me a nice Dutch oven, like birthday or Christmas last year or something, but I don't really have any nice stuff.
What about a good chef's knife?
Yeah, I told her that, like a good chef's knife. Our buddy up in Chicago, I think William hooked me up with a nice knife. Just gave it to me at my last Chicago show, but I could always use another one.
There's that dude that made the fancy cutting boards, too, that I forgot to get back
to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I met him in Champaign, so he'd be happy to hook us up.
Yeah. Yeah, good cutting board, good knife. You know, high-end pots and pans.
Someone that likes cooking. Those are good gifts because you can spend a wide range of money on good quality. That's one year I was like, you know what? I want good pots and pans.
Yeah.
I had my bachelor setup.
Yeah,
and then I was like, my mom's always about. She loves Christmas. And I'm like, you know what? Here's you want to get me something. I would like a good set of pots and pans.
Yeah,
you know, and a knife set.
Because that's some shit that will get used if you cook a lot.
You use it. It's something you have, and you get it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So that's a good one. Yeah. More gift buying tips from the Boogie Monster. Oh, boy.
What would be a good gift someone could give you? Someone who, now, you know, not to embarrass you, but you're in a little different situation than me or most people.
I'm fine.
You're doing well financially. You have extra money to buy all the toys that you want.
I got dumb shit.
I mean, what's...
I got this guitar I can't play.
What'd somebody get Kyle Kinane for Christmas?
You want to hear it again?
Give us some more shredding.
That's a part of the... that's part of a cowboy song.
Oh, I thought it was a Little Caesars theme song. Little Caesars.
Little Caesars has a theme song?
It just sounded like a pizza jingle. I don't know.
Hey, is that the Little Caesars theme song?
Pizza, pizza.
There's literally no music that goes with Little Caesars.
It just sounded like a jingle. Just had a nice...
It did. It was a cowboy song by Thin Lizzy.
Oh, okay.
You know why it didn't sound like it?
Why?
Because I suck.
Yeah. No, you're doing better than I could.
No, you know what I've been doing? I've been playing video games. So I just realized you can do a streaming service, $20 a month, to play streaming games instead of having to download them or buy the discs.
As many as you want.
Or whatever they have to offer. But I saw that. I almost got that for myself today.
That's a good deal for someone who's a gamer.
Yeah. I'm now that I'm allowing myself these interests, I just got my RC cars and my bikes.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what... I don't need anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing... I mean, very fortunate to not need anything.
Yeah.
That I am provided for and can, you know, hopefully spread it around a little bit.
Well, that's good, man. Christmas time is fun. I like Christmas.
And you're a Christmas guy?
Yeah, I'm getting into it this year. I got the Christmas spirit.
You got a home.
Yeah, got a home this year.
You decorate? You got a tree?
Dude. Yeah, we're going big.
Oh, really?
Going big. We already got one tree. She's wanting to get a second tree. And we don't have a big place. It's not like we have a sprawling estate.
Yeah, I'm not sure the second tree. You just want your cats to have more shit to wreck?
She got the fake tree. Mm-hmm. I never noticed these, but it's blue. It's like a weird blue. But it looks good, like an aqua blue.
Okay.
I know it sounds
it's
weird.
A little guy, tabletop?
No. It's about a 5.5 footer.
Oh, you got... Okay, straight up.
Yeah. So she got that like in September. I don't know where. Like she got that early, but
she
now she's having
full price. She got it in off season.
Second thought, she wants to get a real tree. But we got the stockings. Got four, not two.
Ooh, stocking stuffers.
Two for us and two for the cats. They each have their own stocking, and then just a bunch of some nice garb. She got some. I mean, Katie's one of the most festive people I've ever met. Like. She gets psyched up for Arbor Day. Like just
she made us special cups for the Pioneer Town
she
trip.
Made us special cups. You know, she just she celebrates life. So
that's good. That's a good quality. Yeah,
any celebration that's already on the calendar, she's gonna go full tit. So she's stoked about that. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to just I don't know, just having a nice well, this is the other thing I was thinking about. I haven't had a Christmas in my home with my girlfriend in over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, up until recently, the last 10 years have either been spent, you know, with dickhead roommates or in the van or, you know, just this and that.
Did you spend a Christmas in the van?
Yeah, I spent one Christmas in the van.
Oh, man.
It's all right. It's no big deal.
Did you do anything?
I went to Denny's. Denny's was open.
You're fucking killing me.
Spent one Thanksgiving in the van and one Christmas in the van. Eh, you know, it's my own doing, you know.
Was anybody else at Denny's on Christmas?
Yeah, it was a few people. But this is the first year in like 10 years that I've been able to be indoors with loved ones on Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
So, no, it's good. It's a good thing, Kyle.
I mean, yeah, that is.
So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to a nice Christmas Eve. I like Christmas Eve day. I like... Something about
all the prep,
that day.
Doing all the prep?
Yeah, and just the anticipation, even though I'm an adult and, you know, it doesn't...
But you're building up. It's still
I like the build-up. I like the
Christmas tailgate.
Yeah, I like Christmas tailgate, mm-hmm. Christmas pregame. So, yeah, I'm probably going to cook the hell out of some stuff, going to drink some whiskey, probably going to watch the Waltons Homecoming Christmas.
Oh, that bullshit.
Yeah, well, you'd be nicer.
Went,
I'll find
went that way.
I'll find that. I'll pull that shit up again. But,
pull it up just to lose it. That's what you do with that.
You know what we're doing now, though? Oh, as full disclosure, it's not really Christmas time yet.
Look at
as we're recording
of spiral
this.
Spiral cut hand.
I'm trying to really get in the mood with, like, I'm trying to watch all the good Christmas movies leading up to it.
What's your fave?
My fave off the top of my head is Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
it's just so funny. Just
classic.
Classic. Just I love everything about that movie. I love, obviously, mm-hmm. Randy Quaid's character.
Oh, yeah.
Steals every scene.
Shitter's full.
Shitter's full.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, obviously.
Yeah, that's more of a Thanksgiving one. That's more,
it's holiday.
It's holiday. I watched the other night. I hadn't watched this in years. Home Alone holds up. That's a solid movie.
I have not watched Home Alone in a while.
You know what? Macaulay Culkin had to be like, what, 6 or 7?
As a kid, he crushed it.
Dude had impeccable comedic timing. Like
Uncle Buck?
He was great. Uncle Buck, he was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I forgot how good Macaulay Culkin was, like, as a child actor. Yeah. Just crushes it. And I also forgot how fucking violent that movie is.
Oh, when they're getting the wet bandits?
Dude, there was about 5 injuries that would have killed a human being. The fucking paint bucket to the face that would have shattered
their nose. It was very cartoony.
Oh, but just so violent. Mm-hmm. Falling down flights of stairs, stepping on nails. There's one where he takes a goddamn blowtorch and peels the scalp off of Joe Pesci.
Don't ruin the whole.
I'm not spoiling Home Alone for anybody. But yeah, Christmas Vacation's a big one. I love Christmas Story, but I want to watch it earlier. Like, they play it now. Mm-hmm. Well, that's been going on for like 20 years on TBS. They play it for 24 hours, starting at like noon on Christmas Eve day.
Yeah, that's become the staple. But I remember before that was just the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a solid movie, though. I feel like it's kind of gets overexposed because of that 24-hour. But, like, man, that's a good movie.
I'm trying to think of other Xmas movies. Xmas. I said Xmas, sorry.
When Pops on Christmas Story, they're talking about how he's always he's fighting the furnace and he's always cussing. And he wove a stream of obscenities that's now hanging over Lake Michigan. But his fake cuss words are so funny if you listen closely when he's down there. It's a clinker! It's something, something, stickle fifer. He says stickle fifer.
God, Elf, have you seen Elf recently?
I haven't seen it recently.
That's a good one.
Is that? It's solid. That's obviously, man. Will Ferrell. Who else is in that?
The Deschanel, Zooey Deschanel.
Okay.
And whoever else, James Caan.
Who's his dad? James Caan, that's right. Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Never saw that.
That's good. I liked it. That's Tim Burton.
You know what? This is what I was talking about. It got ruined because of every like moody goth kid in high school latched onto it, and the fans ruined the band.
I'm
this is how it's the, because then in high school everything's fucking ecstasy or tragedy with the drama club kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's absolutely the best. I'm like, well, I know it's not that. Yeah. And so I'm just going to skip it for now. And so far, I've successfully skipped it for 25 years.
You know what's a solid, solid yet incredibly underrated Christmas movie? Mm. I think it came out in 1985. It's just called Santa Claus the Movie. Not to be confused with the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Santa Claus the Movie starred Dudley Moore and John Lithgow.
Ooh, and two powerhouses.
Solid movie. It kind of takes place. There's kind of parallel stories where you kind of see the origin of Santa Claus. Like the first act is like this, and it's really well done, the sets and everything. But it's a really great like North Pole origin of Santa Claus, all the elves, whatever. And the main story is two of the elves are vying for like head assistant, and they have to like create some toys and have a pitch. Basically, they pitch their ideas to Santa Claus. Well, the one Dudley Moore's character loses, so he gets pissed, and he leaves the North Pole, and now he winds up in New York City. And he goes to work for John Lithgow, who's this big, like, mogul, Christmas toy, or not Christmas, just a toy mogul. This guy runs a huge business, toy business. So he starts working for him. Then there's another C story involving, like, a homeless kid and a rich little girl, and man, it's a fun little movie.
Yeah.
Christmas, Santa Claus the Movie.
All right.
Highly recommend that one. It's a fun one.
Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a list right now. They're throwing stuff in here like, obviously, you know, the whole Die Hard thing. Let's go. Okay. Hey, it's a boogie monster. What about his Christmas? Why is Santa Claus? Like, talk about pervade myths. Like, would that be folklore or just tradition?
I don't know.
How old were you when you found out Santa Claus wasn't real?
Probably about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I found it. It was pretty heartbreaking. I about a week before Christmas, I got sick and stayed home from school. Mm-hmm. And and it was I was running real hot, so all my summer clothes were tucked away in like a chest somewhere.
You went rifling through the closet,
and I went and found my like shorts. I didn't have any shorts, so I went rifling through, and I found a bunch of gifts. And I was like, all right, no big deal, because I think I mentioned this before. The way we did it, Christmas morning, there was a bunch of wrapped gifts from mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then there was the unwrapped stuff Santa Claus had just dropped off a couple hours earlier. So when I found these gifts, I was like, oh, okay, no big deal. Those are mom and dad's gifts. You know, whatever they were. It's like, I found. So I wasn't worried about it. It's like, oh, I found mom and dad's gifts to me that they're going to give me next week on Christmas. No big deal. Christmas morning, woke up, all those gifts were unwrapped and from Santa. Yeah. And it was, my mom always tells us at family gatherings, but my brother was 3 years older than me. So I guess I was like seven when I found out. And then I confronted her like after Christmas, like Christmas afternoon. I was like, hey, what's the deal here? I saw these gifts in your closet and they're from Santa. And then she told me, and I go, so my brother would have been about 10. I go, oh man, okay. Well, I tell you what, let's not tell Jay, because this is going to break his heart. I wanted to protect Jay from, and my mom was like, yeah, he found out a couple years ago. I was like, but I was just like, oh man, Jay's going to take this hard.
I held on to that shit for a long time. I thought if I didn't believe in Santa Claus, then Christmas wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, that if I didn't believe in Santa, I wasn't going to get any gifts.
That makes sense.
And also, like, it was big in my family. Like, there's a little part of me that feels bad not having little kids around the house, because, like, that's the fun of Christmas.
Of course.
You know? And my mom still, it's like, it's hard to say, like, it doesn't have to be gifts. Like, it's about getting a family together, having a meal, and, you know, having a good time. You can get, like, one thing for one another. But my mom always goes big on Christmas.
Yeah.
And, I remember when you were come back from Midnight Mass. You ever deal with that? Did we talk about that? Were we just talking about that?
I don't know if we did, but no, because we weren't Catholic.
Okay.
So I was I always felt bad for ones that had to do that.
That like, sucked.
You don't want to be out at 11:30 on Christmas Eve?
11:30 Christmas Eve. And also, especially if you also celebrate Christmas Eve, so everybody's drunk and full. And at the moment where, like, there's no possible way I could stay awake, even if there was an explosion of tits in my face. You know what? Let's sit in a solemn Catholic mass right now. And it is the most, you're just like, what is the purpose of this? Mom, so let's sacrifice. Let's sacrifice at home.
Oh man, that
and it was
sucks.
You could see it was drunk. You could see it was just falling asleep. The whole family would fall asleep. And my mom would just be like, I'm ashamed. Well, then stop making us go.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most illogical time.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
And also, like, that all fell away now. Nobody does that. Yeah. I think I went a few years ago just to be like, you know what? Let's take a look. It was more of like an old time thing.
Yeah.
Let's go. But we would do that. Yeah. That was, and so we were coming home from Midnight Mass, and she got my cousin to dress up as Santa and be in the house, like, when we were driving up.
Whoa.
And I was in, like, you know, I was in junior high. My sister was still in grade school. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, I just didn't know who it was.
Did she buy it? Did Tegan buy it?
Yeah, I think Tegan got excited. It was still just fun to try and catch. Like, I didn't know. I just didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Because I was old enough to be like, someone broke into our house. Then I'm like, no, they set it up. I'm like, oh, Santa's there. Mm. And so, yeah, she just liked keeping you. Like, everybody kind of just keeps the illusion alive.
Yeah. I think I shared this last year, but
kind of like Lars and the Real Girl at this point.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's Santa.
That's a weird movie. I may have told this last year, but best Christmas memory by far. I was about five or six, and I mentioned our tradition was New Year or Christmas Eve. As soon as it got dark, we'd go out and drive around the suburbs and look at lights. That was the big thing. It's free. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I liked being outdoors Christmas Eve, you know, when it's dark and cold.
Yeah.
So we'd drive around for an hour or two. We'd always find, like, the better neighborhoods, the higher-end neighborhoods.
You could tell when there's that little bit of a dick-measuring competition with neighbors, and you're, like, but in the best way possible.
Yeah.
It was about Christmas lights.
So we'd go out and do that, and then always eat at the Waffle House afterwards. We'd eat Christmas Eve at the Waffle House, which, great memory. But I was about five or six. We're coming home from the Waffle House, and we're me and my brother in the back seat. My dad's driving. Mom's riding shotgun. And I was probably five or six. And my dad points to the sky, and he goes, "Hey guys, I think that's Rudolph. I think that's Santa Rudolph.
Yeah.
And all we did, we looked up, and of course it was an airplane, but all we did, we looked up and saw flashing red light of an airplane, and I lost my shit. I could, it was like, it was a mix of like spotting the ultimate celebrity. Holy shit, there he is. But also, then panic set in because he was going in our direction. And I was like, he's going to get to our house before we do. If we get there and we're not there, he's not going to leave us any gifts.
Do you ever think, like, as a parent, like, when you're like, just as an adult around a kid, we're like, I'll say something playful and you realize you may have broken them. Like, you just made them. Lose him. I remember it was like April. I didn't know what April Fool's Day was. And I was, my dad's just like, well, your hair's on fire. And I was like, what? Why? What? And I couldn't, because it's my hair. You don't have feelings in your hair. So it's just like slapping my head. He's like, your hair's not on fire. I'm like, why would you say that?
How is that funny?
It's like, it's April Fool's. You just lie to people on this day? And like, I could tell. He was like, well, this is, I try to interact with my kids, and then this is what happens.
Yeah.
They don't understand jokes. They don't, like, I'm just like, well, fuck this. And you know what? They're too sensitive. I don't know how to deal with this.
But yeah, that was so exciting, thinking I had seen Santa and his reindeer. Hey guys, it's me, Dave. Want to let you know that today's episode of the Boogie Monster is brought to you by Mack Weldon. What is Mack Weldon? Well, it's a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Their mission is simple. They want to make all your basics smartly designed, and they want to make shopping for them easy and convenient. This is high quality stuff. We're talking good underwear, good socks, good t-shirts, good sweatpants. They even sent me a duffel bag. They've got gear. Whatever you need, they've got it there for all your basics, men's essentials. And they sent me some a few pair. I was talking about it last week. I'm rocking the red. I got some red Mack Weldon underwear, and I'm loving them. It's festive. What do I care? You know, I'm secure. I'll wear some nice festive red underwear. But seriously, this is high quality stuff. It's not that cheap stuff, the five pair for $10 that you're going to get at the discount stores. This stuff holds its shape. It's you know, I'm not a textile or fabric expert, but this stuff, you could tell that this stuff is made of high quality fabrics. Plus, right now they have this new silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial. Means they eliminate odor. You can't have stinky drawers, guys. You can't have floppy, misshapen underwear with holes in them. Get you some good stuff. Spring for it. Right now, guys, go to the website. It's so easy. MackWeldon.com. You point, you click. You got the sizes, got the styles, got the colors. They'll send that stuff to you. Couldn't be any easier. Plus, to make it even better for you, 20% off your first order. MackWeldon.com. Enter promo code BOOGIE at checkout. And if you're not satisfied, here you go. You get that first order. You're not satisfied for some reason, you don't like them, they'll send you your money back. No questions asked. They're not going to interrogate you, but seriously, you're not going to want to do that because this is high-quality stuff. I'm enjoying it. You're going to enjoy it. 20% off your first order, MackWeldon.com. Enter promo code BOOGIE at checkout. Hey, guys, real quick, want to let you know about the Robinhood app. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm all about the stock market. No, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That's kind of what Robinhood is for. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Whew! Dodged a bullet there. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers, such as myself, to invest for the first time with true confidence. Like I said, of course I don't know anything about stocks. I've never had any money. But hey, that's what Robinhood's all about. They provide simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way. So newcomers, don't be intimidated. I got the app downloaded. Granted, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm poking around. I'm trying to learn what's going on there. No commission fees. No cost. Other brokerages, they're going to charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You trade the stocks, you keep all the profits. The app is really well designed. It's easy to use, easy to understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You get on there, you learn what you're doing. You can learn by doing. You learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. Build your portfolio, guys. You can discover new stocks, you can trade your favorite companies with personalized news feeds, custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Plus, right now is a special offer. Robinhood is giving Boogie Monster listeners a free stock. That's right, you get a free stock.
like Apple, Ford, Sprint. They want to give you this free stock to help you start building your portfolio. All you got to do is sign up at boogie.robinhood.com. That's boogie.robinhood.com. Get on there and have some fun.
And then another Christmas memory I have, 1 year, and again, I apologize if I told this last year, but if you can remember what we talked about last year, good for you. 1 year, I got the He-Man Castle Grayskull. I don't know if you were a He-Man guy. Were you into He-Man when you were a kid?
No.
I was so
into
He-Man.
I mean, I know He-Man, but...
Like, it was weird. Like, amongst my crew, you were either Transformers, G.I. Joe, or He-Man. Those were the three mainstream.
Yeah, no,
you had to pick an allegiance.
I leaned more toward. I was more of a Lego guy and hung on.
Yeah,
Legos and I did Micro Machines.
I was down with those.
Micro Machines were things.
Yeah,
so that was more. It was more that era, Micro Machines.
But I was deep into He-Man.
Yeah.
And if you look at He-Man and his nemesis, Skeletor, this is the first joke I ever made. I made this when I was like 10 years old. I was like, they must work out at the same gym because it's the exact same body, the exact same.
Just same mold.
Yeah, same mold, just different. I was like, they must work out at the same gym. But anyway, they got me a Santa had brought me a Castle Grayskull, which is – probably about 3 feet tall, opens up, there's all these different levels. But I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, snuck into the living room. Holy shit. And that was such a glorious sight, too, because everything's dark, but the tree's still lit up.
It was,
so the glow of the tree and the darkness. So
My mom definitely liked the presentation. Like, yeah. Like, not to make a pun, but the presentation of the presents.
Yeah,
like,
my folks did that, too. They set everything up real nice. But me and my brother got up about 2 in the morning. About an hour, we played with Castle Grayskull, just real quiet, but just losing our shit. Like, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
Played with it for about an hour, put it back, went back to bed. Nobody knew. Mom and Dad, none the wiser.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember, I'm like, I can tell my mom's excited about, like, what the kids, like, seeing them see the presents.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good times, man.
Yeah, I guess having kids, like... Now, looking back, realizing how, like, I would get clothes and be like, I don't like them. Like, yeah, but this is for them. Like, they're dressing you up as the person they want you to be. That weird moment of, like, your kid going through puberty and not wanting toys and not knowing what to get them. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well.
Should we get into it? We got a topic today.
Well, this is still a Christmas story about the Church of Satan got the Christmas scene put into the Illinois State House.
Oh, I heard something about that. So
it's because I told you.
No, I'd heard it elsewhere too.
Oh,
yeah. So really, Satan is in their what now? Their Christmas.
I think it's the nativity scene. Let me see.
Really?
Where'd they get it? What? Christmas, Illinois. Well, here. Let's see. Well, the ChristianPost.com isn't too happy about it. Satanic Temple hails Satan as hero in Garden of Eden display at Illinois Capitol for Christmas. And it just, it's like a shitty picture, but it looks like it's got like a Satan's claw holding something up, and it just said, knowledge is the greatest gift. It's a woman's extended hand holding an apple with a snake coiled around her. Nice.
Huh.
Well, I mean, you know what? Why not? It's called religious freedom.
That's true.
And not just because you believe in God. And also, if you read about Satanism, it's the most grounded of all religions.
We talked about that.
Yeah, because it's not a religion. It's like, no, there is no God. You're in charge yourself. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
But it's okay to experience pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite of Catholicism.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not what people think it is.
Yeah.
It has such a...
it's okay to feel good. You shouldn't have guilt for it, but you shouldn't treat others poorly or judge others because they're not the same as you.
Yeah, that's pretty good principles.
Yeah, it's honestly... It has nothing to do with the actual demon himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people want it to be about.
Yeah.
Oop, clicked over to that tab where I still have pictures of spiral cut ham. caught me.
the aftermath. I don't know why. What happened?
I don't know why that guy caught me up so bad.
Where am I? Oh, man.
Rachel had a funny story about she was like trying to get her grandfather's recipe for a ham.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, remember, he's like, oh, you like that ham? He's like, yeah, remember how you gave us most of it to take home and I ate all the leftovers in the car ride?
Yeah. I think I got in on some of that last year. Rachel gave me some leftover ham.
Where did...
And I got down.
Where did we come from with ham?
I got down with a ham. Nothing better in this world than a leftover honey-baked ham, cold.
Just taking chunks off it.
Plain old shitty white bread, a little bit of mayo, boom, some of that ham.
I never even needed that. I just pieces. I'm like, don't even get in my way.
The bread, the mayonnaise, and the ham, they marry together perfectly.
The flavor of the ham's the finish line, and any bread or thing, that's just a hurdle you're putting in front.
Nah, it's just it's an accessory.
I don't need no accessories.
Oh man, fucking fry that shit up in a frying pan with some eggs, fried ham. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be vegetarian for much longer.
Got a bone.
I'm gonna break. You bone up on it?
Oh man. Just give me a second.
Love Actual.
Just keep talking.
Love Actually for a Christmas movie.
Never seen that.
No?
That's a Christmas movie? I thought that was just a boring generic rom com.
Yeah, but it's kinda like the first rom com where it's like all the shit's going on. Like everybody's got a crisscross storyline and it's romance and it's heartbreak and it's all of it. I don't know. It's a thing.
You mentioned Die Hard, that old question.
People always have that dumb kind of...
Who cares?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I will say this.
Scrooged.
I mean,
ooh, Scrooged.
Okay. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. Yes, I understand the setting, the backdrop is Christmas Eve or whatever, but like to me, a Christmas movie has to kind of be about Christmas.
Christmas is the main character.
Yeah.
A character.
Yeah, but not in that movie.
It's not.
It's a great movie. I'm not shitting on it. But like, when you sit down to think, oh, I want to watch a Christmas movie, and if you showed me Die Hard, I'd be like, that's a rad movie,
no,
but
it's just
where's
one of those
Christmas?
Things that people got to fucking, everybody's got to make a thing out of a thing.
What's your favorite? Or is there a tradition to where like, oh man, I try to watch this every year?
No, I don't have anything I try to watch every year. Bad Santa, that was a fun one.
I just saw that for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Oh really?
Never had I seen it, and I'm a big Billy Bob fan.
It wasn't
as a movie, but it was that.
You want to talk about a funny kid?
That kid
just
was
the
funny.
Relationship where he'd come in and say something stupid. Bill, like, are you fucking with me?
Yeah. Bernie Mac was great.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
He Bernie Mac.
He ain't scared of you, motherfuckers. I pull my shit out, this whole room will turn dark.
I'm looking at this list. A Muppet Christmas Carol.
I've seen that.
Those Muppet movies were all right, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those Muppets.
People are saying Gremlins. Gremlins Christmas did play because they had the lights. They were doing all this stuff.
Yeah. What else?
I'm looking at this.
Trying to think what else I like.
Better watch Out. I like a Christmas horror movie.
Yeah.
Trading Places. Do we call that a Christmas movie?
Never even thought about that, but yeah.
Fish in his beard.
Yeah, there's some Christmas components to that.
I'm telling you,
people give me shit last year, but you want a nice, wholesome Christmas movie? The Waltons' Homecoming, man.
Shut the fuck up with that, man.
Dad is working 60 miles away.
Nobody's
taking
nobody wants it.
The roads are iced over.
I'm not even going to entertain it, man.
Solid movie.
Edward Scissorhands.
Mom's making her applesauce cake.
What the fuck is an applesauce cake?
Fucking cake with applesauce on it, dude.
She just put applesauce on a cake?
Yeah, applesauce cake.
Bullshit.
She was trying to, and they thought they weren't going to be able to do it because she couldn't get no sugar.
God, stop it.
John Boy's out looking for Dad.
Stop it.
He's drinking the recipe.
I've never seen Miracle on 34th Street. I've never seen...
That's a good one.
What's the big... It's a Wonderful Life. I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
Yep. Maybe this is the year I got to watch it. It's
a fun, wholesome movie. I mean, and not just fun. Like, there's some dark elements to it. Like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it starts with him trying to kill himself.
He's going
to
kill himself, and then they come back to show him what life would be like if he didn't do it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Miracle on 34th Street is solid.
I think I saw that as a little kid.
The original, the black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was one that stuck out when I was a kid.
Like, they got some horror ones on this. This is the Rotten Tomatoes list.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what kind of... There's another one. What's the... It's Tokyo Godfathers. Okay.
That sounds awful. I'm just thinking of a...
Better Watch Out. That's a good... Did I just say Better Watch Out? Adorably Sinister holiday horror movie. Gremlin. I would watch Gremlins again. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in forever.
Batman Returns?
Did Mom make cookies for Santa Claus every year?
There wasn't a lot of baking in our house. She'd make food, but baking. No, we'd do the leaving the cookies out.
Man.
We would do that.
Speaking of bacon... My mom, who now has turned into a good cook. She wasn't a very good cook when I was around.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned that. She's in a wheelchair. She's trying to raise two stupid kids in a wheelchair. She didn't have time to learn how to cook. But, I mean, we were well fed.
She's trying to raise two stupid kids in a wheelchair.
We were well fed. But, no, you know, what? Anyway, she would always make chocolate chip cookies as a kid, when I was a kid, for Santa Claus. But she would just make them like brownies, like in the pan. Just be a pan, a big, thick rectangle. Yeah, and I was like, come on. I want a cookie. I want a round, little, stupid cookie.
What were the ones like the ones that you just cut off the tube?
Oh, those could be whatever you wanted them to be.
But those were good.
Those were good. Yeah, Toll House or Pillsbury. Those are solid. Yeah, those are solid. Those. But yeah, she would make like homemade cookies, and they were tasty, but it was just a big pan. Like, and it would just be, she'd cut them into squares like brownies, and I just felt cheated.
Do you ever have a nativity calendar?
No.
Can I tell you this story?
Or what else do they call that? The Advent?
Advent calendar. Yeah. Sorry. Did I tell you that story about we had one on our door, and my sister ate the Christmas chocolate out of mine?
Uh-huh.
Like weeks, and it's a whole month.
Yeah.
Or, like, or the 12 days of Christmas or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And my fucking sister ate the big chocolate at Christmas. I get to Christmas and the door's already open. I'm like, what is this? And of course, there's nobody else that would have done it. My sister's like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, you bitch. Yeah, you do. You ate my fucking Christmas chocolate. Bitch. I was devastated because the whole time you're eating little chocolates. She's like, oh, the payoff is coming. Mm-hmm. And I open the door and it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, that's a heartbreaker.
But imagine like the sinister shit. Like, I know my parents were laughing. Like, can you believe the gall?
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't going to get found out, but at least she would just enjoy that chocolate.
Yeah.
And just know that for days, like, shit's going down soon. Like, I'm getting pinched.
Yeah.
But I'm going to live big before then.
Favorite Christmas treat. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the meal, but like just something that's around Christmas time where you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take one of those.
My friend Scott's mom would make all kinds of cookies.
Yeah.
And I like those, but ooh, not a meal, but a Christmas treat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a sucker for like the hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
Hors d'oeuvres, like just a wheel of shrimp.
Yeah.
Fake crab.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that.
I did talk about it. I introduced Rachel's family. Like, I
love fake crab.
And I had to be like, Rachel's like, they're going to.
It's still fish.
I had to tell, like, listen. I know this is fake crab. I'm not pretending like this is fancy.
It's still fish, by the way, for people who don't know. It's not like a vegetarian, like a soy.
No, it's a hot dog from the sea.
Yeah.
Just like a hot dog, still meat. Some white fish. What kind?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
An amalgamation.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. But listen, you don't have to like it. It's for me. This is what I have on holidays.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, it's actually, it's pretty good. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
I think they were still like a little weirded out by it, especially because you paint one side of it red. But you go to my house, somebody's like, we're busting out the fake crab. And it's like, God damn it, yes. Shit's gone immediately. That stuff doesn't even make it out of the package. Like, don't even put it. You don't have to worry about presentation.
You know who loves fake crab? Proprietors of an Asian buffet. They have baked crab and cheese.
Well, it's always fake crab that they put in the stuff because I think it just costs
a lot less. Yeah,
yeah. You're trying to get actual crab meat that they had to bust out of
an exoskeleton. Most shitty Asian buffets will have a big tray on the buffet where it's just a big tray of fake crab meat and a bunch of like cheddar jack cheese melted, and it's just cheese and crab meat.
I mean,
and it sounds awful, but it's kind of good.
I'm sure I would taste it and like it, but as you're saying that, I don't want anything to do with it.
No.
But as much as people say they don't want anything to do with fake crab, but fake crab and cocktail sauce?
Yeah.
And there used to be a thing where sliced corned beef, thin sliced, almost like budding style,
as I mention it yet again. Spread with cream cheese and then rolled.
Yes, all day, right? All day.
Is that even called a thing?
I don't know, but fucking all day.
Hillbilly any cream spiral
cheese,
cakes.
Any cream
white
cheese
trash
on smoked
spiral
meat.
Cakes? Yeah, because those rolled up. And
cream
then
cheese
chopped,
and smoked salmon.
Chopped the ice cream, whatever those rolled ice cream things were.
Yeah, yeah.
Those cakes.
Yeah,
but with cream cheese and meat.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, and then you know what? And then every year it was when it would be the throwdown. We go to my if I go to my aunt and uncle's house and they'd have the sausage platter out and it would be something that he shot.
Oh, okay.
So we'd have venison sausage. And
okay,
it's good.
That's nice.
And you get a little bit of buckshot in there, maybe.
Ooh, that's
no,
nice.
You don't shoot. You don't shoot. No, that would be some other kind of thing.
Sure,
that
looks
be if
like
we got
a
bird. If we got bird,
looks like a store bought turkey to me.
What's that from?
It's from Homecoming.
Homecoming?
Yeah, guy brings over.
What's Homecoming?
The movie I'm talking about, The Waltons' Homecoming. The movie you're shitting
fuck
all over.
Off with that.
There's
movie.
A great scene where the town scoundrel.
It's not a great scene.
This town scoundrel. I think he's played by a guy who was on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
I'll walk out of my own apartment right now.
He's going around. He's the Robin Hood bandit. Sheriff's trying to track down the Robin Hood bandit. He's robbing all the stores from their turkeys and hams. So he brings over a turkey to Grandma Walton, and she smells a rat. She's like, "You shot this turkey. This don't look like a store-bought turkey to me." And he's like, "From 30 paces, clean off the limb of a dead chestnut tree, Mrs. Walton." Tell you, man, it's a fucking delight.
You done?
No. You want me?
I don't want you.
I'll just go through the whole movie.
I'm playing guitar in protest. This machine kills Waltons. That's what my guitar would say if I wrote something on it.
Tied
of Woody Guthrie, them fuckers.
You stupid.
Did I tell a story about the 1 year my uncle? It was a roadkill sausage.
No.
Yeah, it was deer. But he's like, "Yeah, I got that one. Somebody hit it off Route 83. And I was like, "Wait, what?" I'm like, "I think, we're all talk shit." They're like, "Yeah, somebody hit it," and I'm on a list of people, like, if it's fresh, like, they know you live nearby. Like, you want it, and you collect it, because they know he's got the freezer and everything for it.
Hey, I ain't mad at it.
Which, I know, I'm
it's
like,
fresh.
I'm just, it's a little bit like, why should you be mad?
Yeah.
At least that thing died, and it's feeding people.
Mm-hmm.
Like they knew he lived nearby. They knew he could get it in a freezer, and then he takes it to a proper butcher.
Yeah,
you know, that does all the thing, makes all sausage. I was like, "Well, shit, all
get
right,
them
man."
Back straps,
you know.
I like some venison.
Yeah, yeah. I never had like a full venison steak, but that sausage and cheese and crackers, always good.
That's solid.
Can't give them any weird cheese though. It's a real cheddar and Swiss type fan.
Oh, really?
I like a Roquefort.
Yeah.
Where the mold's so moldy it crunches.
Hmm.
Oh.
Crunchy mold.
Yeah. Like nasty. I'm going to go. I'm in Europe right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm doing right now?
What's that?
I'm eating that nasty ass, funk ass cheese. That nasty, crusty, dungeon mold, funky ass old cheese.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Shit that was handled by monks that died in the 1600s, and it's their bacteria that's in this moldy ass, creamy, nasty ass cheese that is cooled in a cellar next to human bones.
Mm-hmm.
Catacomb cheese. Girl, give me some of that catacomb cheese. I'm making weird eye contact with you. Girl, give me your catacomb cheese.
I feel weird.
That girl got a cheesy catacomb.
Dude, my favorite seasonal Christmas treat, I wish if Nabisco had any sense, they'd do this year-round. Mm-hmm. Fucking white fudge Oreo. White fudge Oreo, dude.
Have they done it before?
What do you mean, have they done it before? It's a staple every December.
Really?
White fudge Oreo. Amazing.
I've never had that.
Oh, all right. Well, you're getting.
I'm coming back after Christmas.
There'll be a gift.
Let's lock them down on surplus.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get some. I love those so much that every year my mom will get me a box and just wrap it like a gift. Just that's one of my gifts.
I would get peeps like that for the longest time. Like that was like I would get peeps, and after a while I'm like I can't eat any more peeps. But I still eat them.
White fudge Oreo, dude. It's exactly what it sounds like. Just
I've never seen it in a store. Oh. I don't buy cookies in a store though.
They come in a smaller package. That mm-hmm. you don't get them in the big package like they
don't buy a sleeve of
because
them.
They're so premium. In a small package, you get about 12, 16 of them. And just a delight.
Decadent. Like when they decide something's decadent, they only let you get it in a few pieces.
Yeah.
I'll decide what's decadent, marketers.
Oh man. Now, I may have asked you this last year. Dumb little Kyle and Tegan wake up Christmas morning. You got the tree, you got everything. Is it a free for all? Or is it, all right, one at a time, let's all look what Kyle got.
Everybody, it's a free one at a time.
One at a time. Yeah. That's how I like it. My immediate family would do that, and I like that. Then we'd go over to my grandmother and grandfather's house and for like lunch on Christmas morning day, and it was just chaos.
When you got a bunch of other grandkids or what have you, then yeah.
And I think that's why, because now looking back, like if we did it individually, that would have taken 3 hours.
Nobody's got but the close family is like, let's all appreciate, see that there was some thought put into the gifts and give the proper appreciation. And then now when I get together, my mom's or my dad's side, we don't do any gifts. Mm-hmm. There are no grandparents left. And it'll just be my mom and my dad, my sister. And then my aunt, my cousin. They got two little girls, my cousin. So those are the only little kids on that side.
Okay.
And then on my dad's side, the only two little kids are my cousin's kids there. So we go by age. We let the little kids open the gifts first, and then everybody else kind of. And then that side of family, we're just getting – it's a lot of scratch-off tickets and like a joke gift or something.
Yeah.
I think it's $25 limit.
Okay.
Now on – we used to do grab bag. Because, you know, not a lot of people weren't flush. So $25 grab bag gift for like you pull a name out of a hat for who you got it for.
Yeah.
They'd have their, it's usually a gift card, you know, a lot of Bass Pro Shop gift cards for my uncle, my cousin or hobby shop. Cause they were doing the model planes for a long time, planes and trains.
Now, let me ask you this. Does this make me a shitty person? I've got two aunts. And
time to judge.
My whole childhood, my aunts would get me Christmas presents, and I appreciated that. But it was nothing crazy. Just here's $20 flashlight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older, as I became a teenager and then a grown adult, I just never got them anything because I was programmed. You know, when I'm five, Aunt Blanche gets me something, and I say thanks, but I don't. And when I'm five, I'm not getting anybody gifts. I think I'd get my mom and dad gifts. I would take my own shit and wrap them up. I remember I used to give Hardy Boys novels to my mom and dad. I would just wrap up my own books. Yeah,
I think that's like the most adorable thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is mine.
Yeah.
And now I want you to have it.
Yeah, Dad, I want you to have this He-Man figurine that you don't give a shit about, but it's mine, and now it's yours. But anyway. Even now, as an adult, I think maybe in the last couple of years that if I'm spending the holidays with family, I can remember being like 30 and just being like, oh, thanks. And like, nothing coming your way, Aunt Blanche.
I think.
And I don't know why. I didn't justify it. It was just like, I just never get her gifts.
Do you get your nephew gifts?
I get my nephew, yeah. Yeah, but I never got my cousins or anybody gifts.
No, we didn't either. We didn't do that.
But yeah, I definitely get my nephew because I only have one nephew or niece. Just so now, and I don't have any kids, so he's the one that I put that towards.
Okay, so yeah, you get your nephew gifts, but then when your nephew's 15, you're not like, how come you're not getting me gifts now? I've been getting you gifts for this.
Yeah. Long. Well, and I know my aunt probably doesn't care, but it just, you know, when he's 30, if I'm still getting him gifts, it might be appropriate for him to get me a gift back. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think it's different for every family.
Yeah.
Tegan and I, we get each other like, it's always like, the question is like something you need or something you experience or item. And it's always experience. So me and her have been trying to throw each other under the bus. Not like, but like to get each other to do shit.
Uh-huh.
Like I got her trapeze lessons.
Oh, wow.
And then
Didn't she get you? Who got you all the hot air balloon?
My mom did. My mom jumped on the game last year. Was like, I got everybody hot air balloon ride, which was dope. We did not know how that was going to be or if who's going to get sick. That is an amazing experience.
I looked into that for Katie.
That is something.
Looks cool.
It's. Yeah, because you're not propelled like in an airplane. It's just slow, and you're very obvious of like, well, if I fell out now, I'd be okay. If I fell, oh no, I wish I could remember how high he said we were, but the fact that it's just so quiet,
yeah,
and that it actually the engine going, you always hear dogs bark because it sets something off, like it's like a dog whistle type thing, something with the way the engines work in that, and then they have such control over it,
yeah.
There was a point where we're landing, and he was just cruising maybe 4 feet over the ground, over a hill, but staying 4 feet above the ground to a landing spot. Like, totally in control.
That's cool.
But she did that. I did some indoor skydiving. I think my mom got...
What was that like?
Me that one. I did right over at Universal Studios here.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was a neat thing to try.
How tall is the building?
It's not... Have you ever been to the thing?
No. But I kind of know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to see what kind of joke you were trying to make there.
Well, just you'd have to go to a really tall building and jump off.
It's the technology. It's a giant loop of air.
Okay.
So you're in one section where there's like basically an airplane engine over to the side. I know I'm making hand gestures. Doesn't mean a lot to the people. But it's like it's a loop.
Uh-huh.
So that it's pulling it, like. The air that's being pushed up underneath you is then going to an engine up top that's continuing this cycle of air.
Okay.
So it's this rotating
tube. Do you fall a little bit or you get to that one position and stay there?
You're standing over the fan and then you have a suit on that, and they teach you like how to like if you tilt your body this way, you'll go to the side here.
Okay.
And you're in, it's like a Lexan, the area that where you could see people. Have you ever been by one of those?
Uh-uh.
And you could see the people doing it? There's the instructor in there, and it's like it's like 6-inch thick Lexan, like the stuff they use for aquariums.
Okay.
So you could see in, and it's all about how you move your hands. Like any little subtle movement will turn you or put you up and down. So they kind of try and set you up for it. But once you get in there, it's kind of tough to master.
Huh.
And it's funny because Rachel, we went through this thing where we were waxing our nose hairs.
Ooh, you gotta be careful. I think you got to be careful with that. I think you can get infections.
It hurt like a motherfucker. Yeah. I just trim them now. But the ear hairs, I still once in a while love pulling those all out because those are fucking worthless.
Yeah.
I get in the inside. Well, like, you know, I'm talking like you make it like popsicle style. You put the hot wax in with the Q-tip. But so we did it to our nose. We tried it with our nose. This is a couple years back.
What's it got to do with the skydiving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rachel had a runny nose, and there's nothing keeping it in there. So she like snot was just coming out like Peter Criss paint, just like cat whiskers across her cheeks. And there's nothing you could do if you go to touch your face, you fall to the ground. So there's pictures of her with just snot running down the back of her face, up into the air with her hands out. And then the ride's done. We're just like, real slime heads.
Oh man,
couple of real slime heads after that thing.
Oh, man. Well, good times, buddy.
Christmas, buddy.
Christmas. I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked.
Do we have to apologize for last week's episode? I didn't listen to it. Last week's was the Pioneer time.
Pretty bad.
Was it bad or was it boring?
Probably a little of both. It was your idea.
Yeah.
You were like, come on.
I really thought we were going to get... We'll probably get like 3 episodes done while we're there.
And
I got roped into somebody else's podcast. That was unfair. I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
We'll talk... Oh, you know what? Right. We'll talk about this at the beginning of last week's episode. That we're going to record next.
I'm glad
I'm in Europe. We're time travelers.
I'm glad we didn't do what you wanted to do. You wanted to do another podcast.
What was that, Kiss and Wrestle?
Where we get into the bed and hold the microphones to our hearts.
It was going to be cozy. That would have been the most adorable Christmas podcast in the world.
Good night, Kyle. Good night, John Boy.
That would have been everything you wanted it to be.
Yeah, that's true.
But we didn't pull it off.
Oh, well. How are we doing? Should I save this topic for another time?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'll say, how are we doing? Where are we at?
It's an hour. We just talked about Christmas.
Man, I love
Christmas. We're just friends talking about Christmas at Christmas time.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's all we needed to do.
Oh, man.
Let's say thanks to everybody for listening to us for another year.
Yeah, man. Seriously. Well, I do have a Christmas recipe.
Oh, you do? I'll
do that real quick. I may have done, I'm sure I've done this one before, but if you're looking for, I'll do it again because it's our show and we do whatever the fuck we want to back off.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, that's the Christmas spirit.
If you're looking for a last minute, like a side dish for your Christmas gathering, might I suggest my delicious cheesy hash brown casserole that I've talked about before on this show.
Cheesy HBs.
It was a big hit at Thanksgiving, and it's going to be a big hit in my house again for Christmas.
Deb Kinane.
Easiest thing in the world.
Did I talk about how she saw that picture that you posted of the Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
And it was like, you tell Dave that if he is ever in Chicago, I will pay for everything and clean up everything, and he can stay here, but he has to come over and make a meal because I saw that picture of the Thanksgiving meal, and I need to have that.
Yeah.
She got a thing for Dave Stone.
Gonna hook up with your mom, dude.
I don't think that's what's going to happen, but you will make her a happy woman by making her that cheesy hash brown casserole. Give it a go.
Here's what we need. All right. Very easy to make. 2 pounds of frozen shredded hash browns. Got to get the shredded ones. Don't get those bullshit cubes or whatever. Never bought into that. 2 pounds frozen shredded hash browns. 1 can cream of mushroom soup. If you can't find cream of mushroom, you could find cream of chicken. That will also work. We'll talk about cream of asparagus another time. Did we talk about that last week?
No, we're going to talk about that next.
Talking about that last week. Yeah, yeah. All right. Tablespoon of salt, tablespoon of black pepper, tablespoon of garlic powder, half tablespoon paprika, smoked paprika if you got it, regular if you don't, 1 yellow onion diced up however you want it, 4 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 2 cups sour cream, 1 stick melted butter. Boy, this is a healthy dish. Preheat the oven to 350.
That's what New Year's resolutions are for.
Yeah, man. 350 preheat. Combine all that shit in a large bowl except 2 cups of the cheese. Set that aside. Mix all that shit. It's very simple. But thaw out the hash browns a little bit, by the way. Take those hash browns like the day before. Throw them in the fridge because you don't want them to be frozen. You want to buy them frozen, but they don't need necessarily be frozen to do this. So everything on the list there, combine it in a bowl. Hold back 2 cups of the cheese. Transfer it to a 13x9x2 casserole dish, some sort of – it doesn't have to be those exact measurements, but it's a typical casserole dish. Bake that shit uncovered for 40 minutes.
Bake that shit.
Remove it. Throw those other 2 cups of cheese on top. Get that top cheese layer spread out nice and neat. Bake it for 10 more minutes. Boom, you're good. One more time. 2 pounds frozen shredded hash browns, 1 can cream of mushroom soup, some salt, some pepper, a teaspoon of garlic powder, half teaspoon of paprika, 1 yellow onion diced, 4 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 2 cups sour cream, 1 stick melted butter. Boom. Easiest thing in the world. Will definitely be a hit at your Christmas or holiday function. Boom. There he is.
Cheesy hash brown casserole.
Yeah, man. Good times. And before we leave, let's go ahead and do a comic of the week this week. Very excited.
Kris Kringle!
That this album has come out. Big fan of Lizzie Cooperman. You know Lizzie.
Lizzie got an album out. Right?
Lizzie is so damn funny.
Yeah.
New album called Organism. And I don't even know how to describe Lizzie. She's a nut job. She's a fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a delight, and she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And seeing her live, too.
I like seeing some Lizzie Cooperman.
Yeah, man. I don't know if she tours a lot, whatever, but, man, do not miss her live show. But in the meantime, new album, Organism, very funny. Lizzie Cooperman, get that shit all day. Big fan.
Get comedy. You know what? Get comedy albums for your loved ones.
There you go. Talk about a good gift.
What a good gift. Get some comedy vinyl for people that like vinyl,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what kind of music, but comedy's fun.
Yeah.
And people like them vinyl records.
Yeah, I do too, man.
That's a good gift to get for people. Yeah.
Your vinyl is at Amoeba.
Is it?
I'm going to buy it one day.
Why?
I don't know. I want it.
There's some in my garage, like too.
Vinyl.
You just want it?
Yeah. Let me get some
just
of that,
give
man.
Give me that shit. I'll give you 50 copies of it. Sitting there getting warped in the heat in my garage.
I just want one. I mean, you don't have to give me multiples. I'm not going to sell them at the flea market. But yeah, man. Comic of the week, Lizzie Cooperman. Recipe of the week, cheesy hash brown casserole. There you go, man.
Merry Christmas!
Have a good Christmas. Oh, and by the way, we keep talking about Christmas, not to exclude, you know, if you don't celebrate Christmas, that's fine too.
No way, yeah. Fuck them.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you're into.
No, man, suck it. Christmas is the only real holiday.
Oh, man. But seriously, thank you so much for all you do for us, guys. And sincerely, have a safe and happy holiday.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah, now fuck off.
Oh, it was almost going to end nice.
Just kidding. They know I'm kidding.
Almost going to end nice.
JK, y'all, don't fuck off. Merry Christmas.
Fuck in.
The Boogie Monster.